Welcome back. So I'm standing at the official summit of Kinder Scout now, at a whopping 636 metres above sea level. This is Derbyshire's highest point, and the highest point in the Peak District. There isn't much footfall around here, as you can imagine. It's a fair way off the beaten track. It's probably taken around about 15 minutes or so to get here from Kinder Low, from the trig point there. If I can describe to you now, obviously you could watch the video, you could go onto peakroots.com and look at the pictures, but I always like a nice description on audio. I'm just in the clouds now. Every now and then, the base of the cloud lifts ever so slightly, and I can see views across the plateau. I can't see much further than that, as I am that far into it. If you've seen Lord of the Rings, just imagine the misty marshes. Although we haven't got any dead people here up here today. Not that I know of, anyway. Got me thinking now. Peat gruffs, peat bogs, heather, grassland, and the odd bit of gritstone. It's quite hard to pick your way across the plateau to the actual summit itself. And there isn't a distinct path, really. You've basically just got to, as I did, use the map and compass, and also I've used ViewRanger on my iPhone, to just basically follow a bearing to here. It's basically off from the northeast, off from the Kinder Low trig point. But I'm not going to quote exactly what the grid reference was that I followed, because, sorry, the bearing. I don't want to lead anyone to their doom. I can hear the helicopter flying around off towards the western edge of Kinder. Every now and then I get a glimpse of the sacks of stones and various different materials that Moors for the Future brought up here. Big white sacks of either gritstone, rocks, or heather brash. But it is quite peaceful, and there isn't a soul around. There really isn't. I've just said on video that my girlfriend knows exactly where I am today. She knows my rough timings at certain places. She knows my route, and she knows my overall intention of where I'm going to be. And I've actually got full signal, surprisingly. So there is no danger. There is danger, but I'm limiting the amount of danger that I'm putting myself in, because you really wouldn't want to go waist deep in the peat bogs here. Because, as I say, this sort of area, there is no, or hardly any, footfall. But you know what? That is part of the thrill for me. I'm not one of these people who likes to throw himself into blatant danger. But because it is so bleak up here, I mean, I wouldn't dare come up here without a map and compass. I really wouldn't, because that would be foolish. But it gets the heart racing and the adrenaline pumping when the mist and the cloud is down like it is today, and the visibility is only 20 or so meters. It really does test the navigational skills. I mean, you can cheat nowadays with your GPS devices and things like that, but you can't rely on them. You really can't. I have got my map and compass today, and that is a good thing, because when my iPhone gets cold, it decides that it wants to switch off, and that is what it's done. So from the summit cairn where I am now, I'm going to be taking a bearing from the map and heading towards a spot on the southern edge of Kinder called Pimchair. It's quite a great looking rock formation, actually. So I'm going to head southward as best I can, picking my way through the drier, or around, using the drier bits of peat to try and find my way down to Pimchair. What I usually do is, to get my phone to turn back on, I'll just stick it on charge with my, Power Monkey Extreme, the battery. I've got a charger which will kick it back to life, and I keep it in my pocket until it finally warms up. But for now, I'm going to get the map and compass out, my gloves on, and head off towards Pym Chair. Bye for now. Welcome back. So after leaving the middle of the plateau, I found my way to the southern edge and then made my way east towards Pym Chair. And that's where I had my lunch. And now, some 20 or so minutes after leaving Pym Chair, I've had a nice slow wander through the boulder field over towards the top of Crowden Clough. And I'm standing just behind a huge rock to try and shelter the Zoom H1 from the wind. So I'm going to go down the hill now and then cross over the excellent looking gritstone slabs that make up this section of Crowden. Welcome back. I've walked all the way over from Crowden, past Grinsbrook Clough, over Upper Tor to Ringing Roger, and that's where I am now. You may just be able to hear the helicopter once again in the distance. It's just flying over the plateau directly above Grinsbrook. Welcome back. I'm down in Grinsbrook now, and surprisingly, I've just walked through a cloud of midges. In January. Who'd have thought it? So I'm just about to go through a gate, or attempt to go through a gate, one-handed because I'm holding the Zoom in the other, down some slippery-looking steps, and then out onto the bridge. Just climbing the steps at the opposite side now. Hopefully you got a decent bit of stereo sound there. I'm just about to walk out at the side of the old Nag's Head, which is where the Pennine Way begins or finishes, depending on which way you walk it. My good friend Pilgrim Chris and I were here back in April last year, 2013. I'm going to be heading up the side of the post office and then over the fields towards Barber Booth now. Welcome back for a final time. I've just done a short road section from Barber Booth up towards the car park here, and I've been walking along the River Noe. It's been raining for around about the last 15 or 20 minutes, but thankfully it's just stopped and the cloud is breaking in between Brown Knoll and Lord's Seat. So the walk today has been around about 10 miles, and it's been one of those walks where I've come back suitably tired. One of those days where I feel like I've had a really good walk. Excellent. Just the relaxation washing over me. You could probably hear the train to my left right now in your left channel. That's the main Sheffield to Manchester Trans-Pennine route. And I'm now back at Barber Booth. So once again, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all next time. Bye for now.